Saturday night on the air, but tonight it's not just another night in comedy. Tonight we are taking you into the green room and behind the scenes one final time with a full studio of old friends. For 8 seasons and almost 400 episodes, we've covered everything we love about the land of comedy. Countless laughs, comics we've lost, but now we're getting the light. Thank you for listening, Canada. I'm Dean Young, and we're about to go Inside the Joke.
Welcome to Inside Jokes on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to Inside Jokes, baby, right here on 640 Toronto, and of course streaming all across the entire known goddamn Marvel Cinematic Universe on Global News Online. But of course, that all ends today because this is our final episode of Inside Jokes. That is it, Canada. 399 episodes, by the way. They couldn't even let us hit 400, but we did 8 seasons of this show. We love it so much. We've talked to some of our favorite friends in comedy over the years, comics that we've lost over the years, some of our favorite icons. We've covered it all. I couldn't have done it without this guy. The best producer in the biz, Vince Tedesco, is here on the air with us in studio again, Vince.
Yeah, I think I'm the only producer in this biz, but anyways.
I think so.
Well, as far as, you know, content for comedic radio and stuff like that, yeah, I mean, we had a good thing running.
We had a good run. 8 seasons, buddy. Listen, 8 seasons of nothing happens in Canadian comedy, unless it's Quebec and you're popping out from behind a rose bush and scaring the shit out of old people and there's like some slide whistle music. That's it.
That's about it.
But other than that, you don't
as
hit
far
8
as
seasons.
The other 9 provinces are concerned, 9, right? 9 provinces?
Sure, whatever we have. I don't know.
Outside of Quebec? Yeah, we had a good run. Yeah, everything, all good things must come to an end, as they say.
It is, and you know what, we had a great final season. I mean, we just came back from JFL, of course. You were on the street to Montreal, you were there. You were there, pounding the pavement, though, talking to comics. I mean, this was kind of, you know, the big return of that festival, of course, after the pandemic and just things being fully wide open. So listen, we got some of our favorite comics on the air this past season. 8 seasons, you can't ask for more than that, Vince. We do have, so we were allowed in studio one final time for one last wrap-up, and we do have a full studio, a full panel of some of our favorite friends of the show from over the years. We have Frank Spadone, who's been with us since day one, like all the time on this show over the years. How are you doing, Frank?
Oh, man. I'm great, but I'm sad that it's ending.
Right?
And I'm a little pissed, to be honest with you. How could they cancel this show? Like, honestly, how can they can't? Like, this was a great platform for us to promote, you know, to 20 people. No, I'm just kidding.
dozens of listeners, Frank. Dozens of listeners.
Hundreds of dozens. And, you know, and we got to talk about stuff, you know, backstage. The backstage stuff. The inside of the jokes.
That's like, it. This is the green room for our listeners, right?
And it's a little sad because I know this was our friend Sandra's, you know, as well as Vince and your, and you know, little project. Big project, actually. And, and it's just sad. It's just sad, you know, to see it come to an end. And that's why I brought in
the Sambuca.
The Sambuca, because the first interview I did with Sandra, she brought espresso and Sambuca.
Yeah, that's true.
And a couple of biscottis.
Yeah.
So this is all in honor of her. Crystal's not participating. She doesn't like the flavor. But no, you're the best. I know you don't like it. Eh?
Well, it's like drinking a licorice pipe. But I'll drink anything today. I don't care.
It is an acquired. How about you? My paisan there, Mark.
We got Mark Anthony Sinagoga.
I need it with coffee, man. I can't do it.
Okay, we got to get you some cafe.
By the way, and also mentioning Sandra, because we did actually have sponsors on this show once in a while.
Yes.
Sometimes it was Hakeem Optical whenever they remembered that they sponsored it. But also sometimes it was just Sandra would come in the studio with like some Patels or some cookies or something and be like, my cousin Yvonne is sponsoring us this week.
Oh, that's amazing.
Cookies or something. I don't know. No grip.
No
money. No actual money. we'll explain what that means later. Probably shouldn't be allowed to say that. My whiteness is showing. All right, we got JP, Jean-Paul, another great friend of the show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Like Frank, I'm happy and sad to be here at the same time.
It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
It is bittersweet.
Much like the Sambuca.
Much like the Sambuca.
See what I did? Anyway.
Much like the Sambuca and really Canadian comedy in a nutshell. There's always that sense of this could end at any moment.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate because this is such, as Frank said, an important platform. And you guys helped with the relevancy of Canadian comedy. And over the last 8 years, even just to say the last 8 years, to watch what the comedy scene in Canada has become, even with just the panel we have here that is continuing to explode and grow and become bigger and better. You guys were all part of that as well. So we thank you for that as far as the inside jokes. You
know? And it's, I mean, how much the landscape has changed over the eight seasons we've been doing this. It's like now we have, you know, comics in Canada aren't just trying to get a visa anymore necessarily.
Yeah. Some people, when you were straight.
Right? That's right. That's true. That's true. We've been on the air
for too soon?
That was the best one of them.
That's true.
Too soon?
We have been on the air for so long, that's an entire gay ago. I was engaged when we started this show. Now look what happened. Now there's a black guy in the studio beside me that I live with.
So he identifies as.
I hope he is aware that I have no grip. But anyways, Keith Pedro is on the air. How you doing, buddy? You're going to regret teaching me these phrases before we hit the air, by the way.
Oh, Ben, I don't know even why. I'm just going to speak normal tongue around you now. I'm great, man. Actually, tell you the truth, 8 years ago, I met my wife because she was driving on a Sunday, and she's like, oh, my God, aren't you that guy's voice? From Inside Jokes. And it's because of you. I have a family, guys.
That's
because of you.
That's
it's all because
listening.
Of that nice. Drive that she made from Markham to Brampton on Highway 7 on a Sunday at 8 p.m.
That's the, you know what?
At 8 p.m. And she's like, that's just, whose voice is that?
That's the thing, actually. I'm actually, now that you say that, I'm kind of surprised that we made it to 8 seasons because that was 90% of our audience. I mean, it's... Listen, it was 8 p.m. on a Sunday night on pseudo-conservative Canadian talk radio. Like, most of our audience was just whoever's car broke down coming home from the cottage. That's kind of it. And then they were like, but we're going to do you one better. You're going to air on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Now we're like, fantastic. That's what...
Nice.
Everyone's sitting at home listening. But you know what? We couldn't have done it without all the listeners, that's for sure. We got another great friend of the show in studio with us again, Crystal Ferrier. How are you doing? Not drinking
the
Sambuca.
Well. No, that's disgusting. It stinks. Like, ooh, I don't know how these guys are drinking it this early. Like,
says someone who eats Indian food.
Wow. Speaking of Indian food, when you said Sandra brought in Patel's, I thought it was brown dudes that sponsored the show. I was like, my uncle? What the
fuck? Wait,
my uncle's
Patel?
Car dealership? Like, kid? Wow. That's
it's nice. I will actually.
It's Patel's.
It's Patel's. I'm not going to even try.
Pizzelli. It's the Patel's.
He said Patel's.
I was trying to really do it, but I can't. The only thing I learned in 8 seasons of the show, because there was a lot of panels, Mark Anthony, where it was just me and a bunch of Italian people, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes I felt like I was on Chin. I didn't even know where I was half the time. But then I learned to say 140, our call letters.
Yes.
That was it. But we did have, I will give a shout out. Hakeem Optical did that for 7 years. They were a sponsor. So we do thank
them for that.
They were a part of the show. Thing. Right? Yeah. But then sometimes it was. We would just, you know, sometimes you get like John Cattucci in the studio with some cannolis and be like, okay, he's our sponsor this week. That's it. We do have another friend we're calling in after the commercial break too. Not that we have sponsors, but we're going to go to commercial anyways. But after we do, another old friend of ours, Peter Anthony, who actually used to work in this building and used to work in this studio. So Peter was just on this show at any given time. Whenever he would walk past the studio glass and see that there was free food in here. Because again, Sandra would just go to the restaurant in the lobby and be like, are you sponsoring our show today or what? And then just get free food. Peter would walk by the studio glass and go, there's food in there. I might as well hop on the panel. That was it. That's how Canadian comedy radio works. It's just,
Correct. There's
no rhyme or reason.
So I sponsored the show today.
Exactly. Frank Spadone and Sambuca is sponsoring this final episode. That's it. We're going to get Peter Anthony calling in when we come back, another old friend of the show. We were going to have Russell Peters, I don't know, but instead we're going to have Peter Anthony. There's a Peter in there.
Close.
Anyways, it's close enough, right? But yeah, so many comics, so many friends of ours that have been on this show over the years. Obviously, we couldn't cram everybody into the studio, but, you know, we got some of our favorite friends of the show. Vince is pointing to Mark Anthony Sinagoga. By the way, Mark, it's the last episode. We're going to give you a break. We're going to give you a breather. We're not going to ask you to do Doug Ford today.
Thank God.
Right?
That's the only reason why I get invited
lately,
to this show.
Lately, this guy comes on the show like every 3-4 months, and we're like, but you got to be Doug Ford for us. But
that's great.
Today it's just Mark Anthony. That's
appreciate
what we want.
It. Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
But we got a full panel. I want to hear some...
I just want to say thank you, guys. That's it. That's all I wanted to do.
I got the light.
There we go. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with more of our panel. It's more of the final wrap-up right here in our old studio. Some of our favorite friends right here on Inside Jokes.
The tambourine man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to.
Welcome back to Inside Jokes, baby, right here on 640 Toronto, one final time, and of course, as always, streaming everywhere where there's the internets on Global News Online. This final episode is brought to you by not a single soul. We are sponsor-free here on Inside Jokes.
Sponsor-free.
We are newly single and looking to mingle here on Inside Jokes. Hey, do you have a spot for a Canadian comedy radio show? We'll go there. We have, trust me, there's no source too small. And that's sponsor-wise, that's true, too. Do you have a hot dog cart in Toronto? That's fine. We'll take it.
Right, we have it's our last show. We don't matter. There's no more
That's
content.
Right.
The editor's got work to do on episode 39999.
Well, Keith, as JP pointed out so lovingly before the break, we've been doing this show for so long that I wasn't even gay yet. That's how long we've been on the air here at Inside Jokes. But this is it. This is the last one. Like I said before the break, though, we have another good old friend of the show joining us on the air. He used to be in the studio with us all the time,
also,
many, many seasons.
Also, he used to be very gay when the show started. Yeah. But now he's totally straight.
We have Peter Anthony on the air. How are you doing, bud?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me. And you know what? To be honest with you, I was under the impression that this show ended a long time ago.
Well, that's true, because we haven't been in this studio since COVID, or as we call it on this show, the pandy, because we always try to make that sound more fun here on Inside Jokes. But that's true, because we haven't seen you in this studio in like 3.5 years, Peter, but we just kept on going till right now. This is it. Peter, I'll throw this one to you first, actually, Peter, because we haven't talked to you in a while. And of course, during COVID, you did go back out to the East Coast. You went back out to Nova Scotia. I know you're working and clubbing and touring out there. I want some honesty, Peter, on this final episode, because we've been digging as deep as we can on Canadian comedy for 8 years. I'm going to throw it to you first. Absolute worst place in this country that you ever had to gig to, because Canadian comedy is all about the kilometers. Worst place you ever had to go to that you hope for the rest of your life and career that you never have to return to. Don't worry, no one's going to hear this.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm sure this community has come up already. Fairview, Alberta is the worst place, it's frightening. The venue was frightening, and the people inside the venue were frightened too. So it was one of those ones where it almost felt you almost felt like outside yourself, like watching yourself perform, and almost ready to watch yourself be attacked by locals. And it was just a very horrific experience. And it's one of those in and out gigs that they have out west, where you would drive in, you would do it, and then you'd maybe just drive off into the middle of the night just to get the hell out of Fairview.
And then just regret that you were, you know, Darren Frost said that one time on the show. He said, I was like, do you have a piece of advice for, you know, young comics starting out? Because, I mean, the landscape has changed, but as you guys on this panel all know, Canadian comedy was always very much about you get picked up by one of the clubs and then you got to hit the road. It's all about kilometers. It's all about highway. And there's long stretches of road and you're going to be in some towns that you've never heard of. And, you know, you're going to be in front of crowds that you never wanted to be in front of. But Darren Frost said that on this show. He said, I'll sum up Canadian comedy for you as this. You're going to be in some Howard Johnson in the middle of nowhere. You just bombed. You just completely ate. You're afraid to sleep on the bed or turn down the quilt because you don't know what those stains are on there. You're looking up at the watermarks on the ceiling and you are hating your life, thinking, why did I ever get myself into this? And that's what he said Canadian comedy is all about.
He also said the
Very
same
accurate.
Thing about marriage.
Very
well,
accurate.
That's, yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about. What's bombing? I don't know what that is. Anyway, yeah.
I would add this. I would say as well, if you want to be a road comedian, Canada is perhaps the worst country in the world in which to do that.
Yes.
Because our communities and our population are so spread out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brutal. I mean, and of course with the weather, I mean, you're taking your life into your hands just to go do the gig in the first place, let alone the money's not good enough. So it really is a passion kind of thing that that keeps us all in the game up here. So kudos to all of those guys, all the Road Warriors like Frosty and all the guys in studio today. Cheers.
It is true. I mean, even, you know, a few seasons ago on this show, I mean, when I was still doing the thing, and I went and did that cross Canada Cowboys and Indian tour with Scott Belford and Datish Sakuja. So I took this show on the road, and that was really the only time I had ever done that at that point, right? And I'm thinking, like, this is what all these comics have been doing all these years, is like, sometimes you're driving for 8, 9, 10 hours to go make your next like few hundred bucks. And that's, and yeah, the people who've been doing this for decades, it's like, that's what Canadian comedy was built on. But by the way, for the whole panel, do you guys think that's different now though? Like, is that still the necessary way in Canadian comedy? Because now we do have all these new platforms. The pandemic was a double-edged coin too, right? A two-sided coin, because yes, a lot of things shut down. The clubs shut down, the festivals were on pause. Comics were sort of put into this corner where it was like, well, we got to keep working. So then comics started building their own tours and their own clubs and their own labels and all this stuff. So now the industry is a lot different coming out the other side of this thing. Is it still the old way, do you guys think? Do you still have to kind of come up through the clubs or get booked by whoever and then go hit the road? Or is it possible to just do your own thing from wherever you want now?
I'm way too far ahead in my career to even know if that...
yeah, well, yeah. You don't... this panel, nobody on this panel has to say yes to everything anymore. That's, you know, the thing.
Things definitely have changed. Like, being more of, you know, the veteran here. Yeah, back in the day, you just hope, you know, the clubs saw you and they liked you and they put you on, and you'd go now. And the pandy, as you call it.
That's right. It's fun.
I still can't believe, I didn't know you were gay.
Yeah.
But the pandy.
It all makes sense now, doesn't it?
Oh my God.
I'm still straight.
But Vince is still straight. The pandy did force...
Not according to the shirt.
The shirt!
It's a nice shirt.
A lot of
you got it in Italy, bro.
A lot of misused buttons there.
You know what? His shirt says gay, but his grip says canceled. Oh, that's wow.
There we go. Again. It's a grip of the day.
The pandy definitely forced us to kind of pivot. You know, the young comics, I think, have a better grip, and I mean it in the traditional
in
way.
In the normal way,
the normal way on social media. A lot of us had to, you know, we were already trying. It really forced us to put our stuff out and promote ourselves. It's really changed. Do you have to go and do all these little gigs in these little towns to get known? Not necessarily, but I'll tell you, when you go to a little town, and I've been doing it years, I'll be like, oh, is this going to be any good? Like, why am I going to this little town? They appreciate it so much when you're there. But yeah, there's the hell gigs for sure. You know, there's the, like, I'm thinking of one right now, and I don't want to insult the city, but like I went to Thompson, Manitoba, and I'll tell you, they treated me great. The people, like the 12 people that were in the crowd at the hotel sort of bar had a great time. But then there was a fight outside, and it's usually, and it was two women, and they're like, this is normal. And she was like, I'm the one who's supposed to have the most teeth. Bang. Anyway, boom. Thompson was my gig. Why am I here?
It's funny too, because all those comics that, you know, they're like their first couple of years in and they're starting to leave the city and go out on the road, they're at a point at that stage where it's like, no matter how bad that place is and no matter how terribly it goes, they'll never say a bad word about it because they hope that they get booked there again next year, right?
Yeah,
they have to, but you don't have to do that anymore.
I think it's
all right.
A rite of passage.
We're going to come back with more of our wrap-up panel. Peter Anthony, before we let you go, buddy, thank you again for joining us and for catching up. If you got a word to say to any of our listeners from over the years, new upcoming comics listening, what would you say to them before we go? Other than don't do it.
I'd just like to throw out some representation for the East Coast. Just being back out here, you know, for the last couple of years and getting reestablished in Nova Scotia, first and foremost, it being my home, but secondly, to sort of see this new comedy scene budding out here and lots of new comics.
Right on.
There we go. We lost him again. But you know what? Poignant. Comics. Very poignant. Lots of new comics. All right. Well, the East Coast is blowing up again. I feel like what's happening in Canadian comedy right now, by the way, is
terrible.
You're seeing a lot of new scenes come up. I don't know. It kind of doesn't matter where you are as much anymore. You don't have to be in like one
of
the three places.
It reminds me of a rap in the early days when you had like everything was just in New York, and then you had the West Coast, and then you had the Southern rap, and then the Midwestern rap, and that's how I see comedy.
That's kind of comedy. I mean, look at Austin. All right. Lots more to get into with our wrap-up panel. Thank you again, Peter Anthony. I hope there's not a hurricane or something going on out there, but we're going to come back with more of our panel of friends. This is it. It's the finale. One last Inside Jokes.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Welcome back to Inside Jokes, baby, right here on 640 Toronto. That's the last time I get to say that. And of course, as always, well, at least until today, streaming everywhere on Global News Online. This is it. This is our wrap-up show. This is our final panel on Inside Jokes. This week's episode is brought to you by Frank Spadone and a bottle of Sambuca. That's it. Those are our sponsors this week.
That's all you need. That's
it. But you know what? We do have, listen, we're back in our old studio. We got some of our favorite friends in comedy. Obviously, we couldn't have everybody on, but guess what? We've been doing that for 8 seasons already. So you got to fill the studio with some of your faves. That's what we've done today. And listen, as Keith Pedro said during the last break, we have a pretty dope vibe going on in here right now, I would say.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you said it.
It sounded better. Is worth a grip.
It sounded better when you said it, though, Keith.
It slaps.
Listen, I would describe the vibe in here as
a dope vibe.
At least dope-ish.
Dope
adjacent is how I would describe the vibe in here.
There's crystals in here. It's a good vibe.
We do. We have Crystal Farrier. We have Mark Anthony Sinagoga, which, by the way, I'm going to throw this one to you guys. So before the break, we were talking to our friend Peter Anthony out in Halifax, and we were talking about bad road gigs, which, unfortunately, that's just part and parcel of Canadian comedy. You got to hit those towns, and you can't always be in the places where you're comfortable and happy. Here's what I'm going to start off asking you guys first, though. Listen, I know everybody on this panel are OG veterans. You are all crowd killers. You guys don't bomb anymore. You don't bomb. Oh, but how healthy and important is it for real, especially those first couple of years when, you know, because listen, especially in Toronto and in Canadian comedy, there's hobbyists, right? There's 7 billion amateur nights and open mics in this city. And it's not for everybody. Not all the sea turtles can survive the swim, you guys, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of comics that go out and just some of them figure out this is what I actually want to pursue. So those first couple of years, I feel like it's essential to just go up on stage and eat shit once in a while. What do you guys think? How important is it to stay humble and just have a good, healthy bomb that you learn from in Canadian comedy? Where you just really eat it and you go, what did I learn from this?
Crystal's like, I don't bomb.
I don't know anything.
I like how Mark and Crystal are both looking at each other like that doesn't happen.
No, it happens. I just had a kid, so I had my first set back after like taking like a solid month, which hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah.
And it was like 30 minutes of silence the entire time. And it was the worst thing.
Was it all new material about your kid?
It was all new material about the kid.
I thought the kid was the bomb. Okay,
no. No, it was f***ing brutal.
You did 30 new material?
Well,
wow.
I started with some stuff that works.
The audience kept the receipt.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, that also didn't go well. I just wasn't in the frame of mind. It was killing me, bro.
Well, and that
terrible.
Changes you as a comic too, right? I mean, obviously JP and Frank know, Crystal, you know, like, now, because now your material is always pulled from your life. So all of a sudden you're married and you have kids. It's like now you're a different voice on stage. Mm-hmm. Now that's going to seep into your material. You're not the same comic now as you were 2 years ago, three years ago, right? So it completely, like testing that stuff out for the first time, that's got to be tough.
Oh, it was terrible. But I'm going to do it again. So.
but it's just a necessary evil.
Yeah, yeah.
It's part of it.
You can't expect everything
to be though, right?
Gold and killer at
it
the same
It has to
time.
Get home.
And that's for me, that's the purest part of what comedy is. It's exactly. The most honest part about comedy.
It's the only...
It's not knowing, like, whatever elements you're thrown into is being able to stand in front of people and just be in control and not in control at the exact same time.
Yeah.
And dig into yourself. Pause.
But,
and dig deep to figure out,
pause,
you know,
harder.
Pause again. And just do the damn thing, man. That's why I would stand on stage with any of the people on this panel for the simple fact that I know that they're willing to go to bat.
I just think it's the only art form where we have to test it out in real time.
Yeah. You do.
Justin Bieber can sing his song in the shower.
You do.
I could do a joke in the shower. That's hilarious to me, but I got to test that with people. And back to your old thing. That's the only time I'll do road gigs is when I'm testing stuff.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, this killed in Burlington, but will this kill in Paris, Ontario? Then if I know it kills there, then guess what? That's killing in Texas. That's killing in California. Mm-hmm. These are all necessary things that you have to do. Road gigs and bombing. And if you do that, and if you're comfortable, then get out. You're in the way.
Yeah.
Well, Sambuca's talking.
Humble brag. How I prepped for my JFL gala was doing it in all these small places, 12 people, 8 people, no people, you know. And if I can stay and stand in my own material, then in front of a 1,500 seat theater, which you know, I did in Montreal at the gala for everyone.
Humble brag.
But you've done it 9 times already.
Heavy grip.
You've done it all seasons. show has been on.
Be comfortable to make it work there, then you know you're going to be fine.
And that's what people don't appreciate. You know, when the people come, oh, you're a comic, it's so hard. You know what?
Yeah.
Getting on stage and doing that is what was that?
Pause.
Getting on stage and it working, like, yeah, that's the easy part. It's the other stuff that these guys are talking about, going out there, trying the new joke, and being off because you had a kid and your timing's off. Yeah. And, you know, give yourself kudos, Mark, because you came back and did new stuff, and you hadn't been working. Like, I know when I came back from the pandy, my timing was off.
I like how we're really running with that.
I wanted to quit.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I was horrible. Go ahead. Mark,
well, because you're rusty. Everybody got rusty. Yeah.
I went to Ottawa. I did a set. I'm not good anymore. I'm done. That's what I thought.
I also feel like, and I mean, Chris, and a lot of you on this panel, I feel like tough rooms are so important too. Kenny Robinson's Nubian show, which, I mean, that's been a career launcher for so many comics for 2.5 decades and
changed
counting.
The landscape of Canadian
comedy. And that is a notorious, that crowd is like, show us something. That
used
is a stage
be.
Where it used to be. Right?
Yeah,
Chris, I mean, when you're, those comics that get, you know, and it was always a big feather in your cap too, right? When Kenny taps you on the shoulder for the first time and goes, okay, kid, you can do this show. Right? Because he is the godfather.
Crystal has humbled some people on
that
show.
What are you talking about?
But I'm sure you've all seen that at Kenny's show over the years. Like those comics that go up there and they're like, no matter how good they are, but it's like they weren't ready for that room that night. And
Or no matter how shit they are.
Right?
So, yeah.
And that's
definitely
like, you have to have those moments, I think, in comedy where it's like, all right, what did I do wrong tonight?
It's always, you know? Can you stand back up? Like, is this really for you, or should you go back to school? You know?
Oof.
So.
And
school.
No one went to school. And, that's why, isn't that how everyone ended up here? But I mean, it's Canadian comedy. It's like, you know, you're not getting into it for the money. That's right?
Yeah.
That's always the goal.
At first.
Like the Italians. There's more inroads now, certainly. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of you on this panel, I mean, you guys have all, you know, you've built your own shows, you've built your own labels, all this stuff. But there's way more inroads now for comics coming up now, because it used to just be there's X amount of festivals, there's a pair of clubs, and that's kind of it. And you have to go through one of those channels. Now there's way more stuff. But it's not an easy thing to do with your life.
It's not an easy thing to do.
Especially in this country.
But the beautiful part is, I think the veil has been lifted from most comics' eyes in knowing that it's not just about being a part of this comedy corporation or this club. And now, you like you said, you can actually do things for yourself. And you realize that I would sometimes rather put more effort in doing stuff for myself and making either the same or making way more by doing it on my own than being told by a club that this is how much you're worth.
But it's always way more, JP. When you're doing something on your own, it's always way more. It's substantially more.
But
it's the last episode, guy. Let's keep it 100, okay? Here's Blunt Key. Let's keep it 100. Do it for yourself.
Crystal won me over with a joke about her poon-poon that night we did Inside Jokes Live in Port Credit.
That wasn't a joke, but then...
What's a poom poom?
That was after talk banter.
What's a poom poom?
Let's just say poom poom is worth a grip.
The poom, excuse me, the poom poom is a real grip. Thank you very much.
Miss Grippy,
it's worth a lot.
It depends who she is. It might not be a tight grip. It all depends.
I'm talking about myself. Okay,
that's my favorite topic on Pornhub is poom poom grip.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Actually, someone pitched that in
poom poom.
Poom poom grip.
Poom.
I think that was pissed on Shark Tank the other day.
Can you market that poom poom?
There we go.
You know what? It's like a heartbeat. Poom poom is a heartbeat.
Yes.
I feel like Crystal, that's a good album title.
Poom poom.
It's like the Law and Order thing. Poom poom.
Next album for Crystal Ferrier, Grippiest Poom in the Game.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I like it.
Miss Grippy.
There we go.
Miss Grip Grip.
Oh, God.
We're covering a lot of ground on this final Inside Jokes. Everything from why, if you're an open mic comic tuning into this final episode, here's a lot of reasons not to do it. And also what things like grip mean. All right, we're learning
clearly
a lot
the alcohol
on this final panel as Frank Spadone's Sambuca kicks in.
Keep the Sambuca away from me, please.
We're going to come back with more of our last wrap up, our final panel of friends. It all ends now right here on Inside Jokes.
Come on, drink a little bit.
Of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as
Welcome back to our final Inside Jokes right here on 640 Toronto. And of course, as always, or at least for one more episode, streaming everywhere across the entire known universe on Global News Online. This is our final segment. This is our final show. We got a full panel of friends. Vince Tedesco, my producer, is here. This is it, buddy.
Yeah, 8 years. What is it, seven seasons?
Sure. Listen.
Sandra was
399 episodes.
Make it through this one, but that's fine.
What the hell's that for? By the way,
what?
399 episodes, really?
399 episodes.
Can we just mark that number? Can we change it?
Our panel has been on a numerous amount of them. I want to throw it to them, starting with Synagoga, as we started with Spadone last time. Starting with Synagoga, what's your kind of fond memory? What do you got to say about Inside Jokes? What has this done for your career?
Yeah, how much did this blow you up, eh? Yeah. This show?
Not at all. No. But, no, I'm joking. Definitely want to thank you guys for everything, man. You guys always, anytime I had any sort of clout happening on Instagram or dropped an album or had a show, you're always like, come down and promote it, man. And there's no other radio station or any show that does that for me. So thank you guys so much for doing that all the years. Can't thank you guys enough. And now, because of my developed relationship with Vince, I get free parking on College all the time.
Oh, there you go.
I use his house as a green room.
Yeah.
Every time I play on College. So
there you go. Free parking.
Thank you guys.
Oh, no. Did I cut you off?
No, no. It's all good.
Mark
thank
Anthony,
you.
If this show has given Canadian comics nothing else over eight seasons, it should be at least free parking in Little Italy at Vince's house.
Right?
That's about it.
You would think I shouldn't need it in Little Italy, but whatever.
There you go.
Listen, I'm just grateful that you guys were a thing. You did so much for the industry, and we all appreciate you. But most importantly, I'm looking forward to what you have coming up next, because this is it. These are the moments that really define you. Yeah, okay, the show's gone. What are you going to do now? And I'm just privileged and excited that I get to sit back and watch what greatness you guys are going to be a part of next.
Wow, greatness team. You hear that?
You know what we're going to do, Vince? How about we'll cover the Canadian film business next? One dead
I said
horse
greatness.
To another.
I said greatness.
Beating one dead horse after another. Another Dean and Vince.
Pedro, talk to me.
Listen, guys, this is bittersweet. Inside Jokes is great, man. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, man. I loved your show so much, I got upset when you invited other people on the show. And I'm like, really? That guy? He's terrible. Terrible. Why would you put him on? But that's how I knew that your show was sick, because it had like dope acts. And you know what? Even when you guys are at Montreal, you know, I'll be hammered 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Look who's by the bar still, the boys. So it was good seeing you guys up and about and doing what you do. So thanks for everything.
Harassing people at the Hyatt.
Yeah, no, that really wasn't harassment. It was great. Right? But like, we had to calm down Dean because he was caught with like 3 ounces of roofies. So we had to like calm him down. Remember that? And then I had to like speak French to the guy. And then 2 weeks later, he said he was gay. So then, like, I guess that was just a cover up.
You know what?
Listen,
I never had any. I had no shame with the show over the years. I interrupted Brian Posehn eating McDonald's on the Hyatt balcony at 2 a.m. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to get a soundbite, you know? And the man just wanted to smoke his weed and eat his McDonald's, but he still did it.
We wish
were nothing
I knew
if not
was.
Convincing.
I knew what that was, and I guess I don't know, and that's why he was eating McDonald's.
JP!
So I'm gonna try to be as serious as possible for the next little bit. So what I want to say is, in an industry where a lot of times comedians don't feel supported, Inside Jokes was always there for us, and you guys always allowed us to promote whatever it is we had going on, whether it was shows, whether it was album releases. And even when you found out before, you would actually invite people here. So this was always a safe space where, like I said, in the comedy industry in Canada and beyond, there aren't a lot of. So thank you for being true friends to actual comedians. And it's always dope that you guys were there for us. And shout out to Sandra, again, for allowing us to just express ourselves comedically and be asses all the time. So
he also writes Hallmark cards.
Last time.
Give it up for JP.
Thank you, JP.
You're welcome.
Big time.
John Paul always got to put the fucking Steve Harvey twist at the end and make it all motivational.
JP's always like, he's ready to go. He's always the pro. This is why this man does corporate.
He is the toastmaster. Yeah. Can we say? If you're getting married, you got a promotion, you found your keys, give John Paul. He will do a toast for it.
You know why it is? We don't celebrate ourselves. We don't celebrate ourselves as comedians
Facts.
Enough.
Well, they're
Facts.
That's true. That's
what
true.
But
it's because
when you do,
we
look like cock assholes. Apparently in Canada.
Jokes allowed us
I broke
to
my
celebrate
promise
ourselves.
To the censors, by the way, you know, today, but I don't care.
I don't give a What are they going to do? Cancel?
What are they going to do?
Here's what I want to say to the higher ups. You guys don't realize how important and relevant this show actually really is. And they invested in Canadian comedy nationwide. Preach. And they've literally watched their return on investment just blow up while you guys, you know, buy into stupid like NFTs and all those sorts of crazy crap. So to the higher ups, man, you're doing yourself a disservice, and I think you should rethink, canceling the show because, you know, they're going to make it somewhere else without you.
John Paul shows up to...
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. JP, I think you were reading my notes, buddy. Because first I want to thank you guys because, like JP said, there's not enough of this going on in this country, never mind this city, this country. Everyone talks about how great Canadian comics are, and everyone loves to laugh. And everyone's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. But no one wants to do shows like this. And up until now, we had this, and now it's going to go. So I challenge the higher ups, too. We need more of this. Never mind. I'm tired of hearing crap on the news, and then like, yeah, we need the news, but it's so negative. Like, you know, look at us laughing, having a good time. We need more of this, and it's a shame that this is getting canceled. I thank you guys. Thank you, Sandra, for the idea.
Yes.
With Vince, Inside Jokes, Dean. This was so much fun because you know what? This entertainment business is up and down, and it's hard enough in Canada. This gave us a voice. This gave us a place to promote ourselves. And you, the audience, got to see what we go through. Not easy. We're doing this solo a lot of times. Just thank you. Thank you to you guys. Thank you to the listeners. Thanks. And we need more of this. And actually, Crystal said it. When a door closes, another one opens. Fantastic, JP.
Rippy!
see what you could do. Let's try to resurrect something like this and make it even
outside
better.
Jokes. Outside jokes.
That's it, Vince. Outside jokes. We're just gonna set up our podcast gear outside of the studio and do it on the other side of the glass. That's all. But thank you so much to our panel.
The other side of the glass.
Other side of the glass. Thank you so much to our panel. That was our final panel. That's been our show. We couldn't have done it without all the brilliant comics and friends who joined us on the air all these years. And of course, the lady who started it all, our friend and co-host, the late, great Sandra Carusi. This one was for you, Caruser. Thank you all for listening. That was Inside Jokes.
Round of applause, everyone.
Hey!
I knew that part was
this week's Comedy RX is Sandra Carusi.
And now I do this night out with different friends. So I got the married friends who go to the Mandarin. And then I got the other marrieds who go out once every 10 years. We go, they're like, we're going to go to an upscale club with people our age. Okay, first of all, I'm embarrassed. They don't exist. People our age, a good night out is a night at Walmart with a good special. Never mind with the clubs. So we go out, what? Ladies, we dress like hookers on payday. Because we watch the Kardashians and we want to be like them. They're half our age. We go to nightclub with kids half our age. We get drunk. And then we get our adult kids to pick us up at the end of the night. Disaster. Completely embarrassing. And I always got the friends, see, because now they have this bottle service business that they didn't have in the old days when we went to clubs, right? Now if you want to sit down, you got to buy $100 with a vodka. And my girlfriend never goes, oh, she starts pouring it like it's Pinot Grigio. I go, that's a 4-ounce vodka. I don't care, I paid for it. I'm going to drink it. So typical, right? Then they get on the dance floor, and you saw that disaster, me humping Alvira. That's me and my friends on the dance floor, I'm not even going to lie. They don't hump their husbands, but they hump each other on the dance floor at the nightclub. Come on, ladies. And at the end of the night, because when women get drunk, they announce it, I'm so drunk, oh my God. I gotta call my daughter Alessia to pick us up. She got her G1 license. I love her. She's a triple Pan Am winner for dance competition in Canada. Oh my God, I love her! said, I never, that's once a year I can do that.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.